Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, one of the storm clouds hovering over Lum finally turned out to have a silver lining. Uncle Henry Lunsford, the town marshal, still insists that Lum must stand trial for entering the Jot'em Down store at midnight, even though Abner doesn't want to bring any charges against his partner. However, Lum has stopped worrying about this, since it was discovered that, as he is justice of the peace, he must try his own case. As we look in on the little community today, we find that it's visiting hour at the jail, and Abner has just arrived. Listen.
Well, howdy, Lum.
Oh, hello, Abner.
Uncle Henry said I could come in to see you for 15 minutes, but I can't say nothing till you hear the visitor's bell ring on.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I wish he'd break that confounded bell. Well, there it is. Go ahead and talk now.
Yeah, well, what I come in to tell you, Lum... Hey, doggies, what you doing with all them weeds in your cell?
Oh, it's another one of Uncle Henry's ideas. He sent Cedric down to the river to get a truckload of reeds, and now I'm supposed to weave baskets out of them.
Baskets? What does he want baskets for?
I don't know. He says this is to keep me from thinking about murders and bank robberies and embezzling and all such as that.
Oh, is that what you've been thinking about?
Of course not. But he says, according to that penitentiary book he's got, that's what I think about all the time. And there ain't no way to get that idea out of his head, neither.
Well?
Says he's got to keep me busy all the time, keep me cheerful and happy. Does this look anything like a basket to you, this thing here?
Well, not exactly, Lum. It sort of looks just like a bunch of weeds tied together to me.
It does, don't it?
Yeah, I believe it does.
I told Uncle Henry I couldn't make no baskets. At least not any that's good enough to sell.
Sal, are you going into the basket business?
Oh, that's another one Uncle Henry's ideas. He said he'd put on an open house at the jail next Saturday so everybody in town could come in and see the prisoners. I'm the only one they got, of course.
Yeah.
They'd look at the work I've been doing. He said I could sell my baskets to the visitors, and that way I could get confidence in myself.
Confidence, huh?
Make enough to buy gum and candy and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's awful thoughty, Uncle Henry, to do that for you, Lum.
What do you mean, thoughty? It's just a way to embarrass me.
Oh.
Grannies, I never could stand that, having everybody in Pine Ridge staring at me in jail here, weaving baskets, doing woman's work, or Indian woman's anyway.
Yeah.
Now, I got to get out of here, Abner. That's all there are to it.
Yeah, well, that's what I sort of come over to tell you, Lum. You can get out just as soon as your trial starts.
That's the trouble. Uncle Henry won't set the date for my trial.
Well, of course not. It ain't up to him. It's up to you.
Up to me?
Yeah.
How can that be? I'm the feller that's being tried.
Yeah, but long as you're justice of the peace, why, you're the feller that's going to try the case.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. I asked Uncle Henry about it, and... Well, he sort of hemmed and hawed for a long time. He hated to tell me the worst way, but finally he admitted himself it's up to you to set the date.
Well, all right, Granny's the date set then. Right now's the date. Right this very minute.
Yeah, well, Uncle Henry said something old about giving 24-hour notice of the trial or something. I forget why, but he said that.
All right, then. The trial's set for tomorrow. 24 hours from this minute.
Tomorrow, huh?
Yes, sir. I'll be a free man in 24 hours.
Well, good for you, Lum.
Free man once again. Grannies, I'll be glad to get out of here.
Oh, my, yes.
And we ain't never going to let ourselves get tangled up in another mess like this, Abner. I made up my mind about that.
That's a good idea.
I got to studying about this whole thing last night myself here, and I got to realizing just how silly we've been.
What do you mean, silly, Lum?
Well, it all started from such a little thing when you stop to think about it. See, I signed a scrap of paper giving you my half of the store and bakery. But both of us knowed it didn't mean nothing.
No.
It just done that so's Mousy Gray'd quit his job at the mill and spend his time training for his boxing career.
Sure.
That was a mistake right there, too, that Mousie couldn't make a postage stamp.
No, and then I kept the paper just to teach you a lesson about getting off on big ideas and ignoring the store, and that was a mistake, too.
Yeah, and one thing led to something else, and the first thing you know, me and you got mad at one another like a couple of half-growed youngins, and before we knowed it, the law stepped in and took it clean out of our hands.
Yeah.
Now here I am being tried for a crime I never actually committed. And even if I did, you don't want to bring no charges again me.
Of course not. I told Uncle Henry 1,000 or 100 times, but he just won't listen to reason. Stubbornest one feller I ever knowed.
Well, I'm the only prisoner he's ever had since he's elected town marshal, and he's just bound and determined he's going to make an example out of me.
Yeah, that's it. That's what he said.
It'll all be over tomorrow, and I'll be a free man again.
Of course, now, you got to win the trial first, though, before you're a free man, Lum.
Well, don't worry. This is one trial I know I can win.
Well, don't forget, Squire Skimp's got that piece of paper you signed. Or at least it's in one of them books of ours that he bought from Cedric, and he might not know it, but it's in there.
I thought you sent Grandpappy Spears over to buy them books back from Squire on account of we needed from the library.
Well, I did, but I ain't heard from him yet. But what if Squire found that paper and brings it up at the trial? Won't that make it look like you broke into my store that night instead of just going into your own store?
It might, but as long as I'm trying the case, I'll just rule out the evidence as unrelevant and non-consequence.
You will, huh?
Abstain the objections and all that stuff. I ain't worried about that.
Well, I hope you're right.
Only thing I'm worried about is that Uncle Henry may get me so wore out before the trial I won't be able to try myself.
Wore out?
Yeah, he's hired some feller that he's going to chain me up to this afternoon and make a chain gang out of us.
Chain gang?
Yeah, he's been wanting a chain gang, and he just had one prisoner, so he went out and hired a feller.
For the land's sake.
Now he's going to take us out to work on the road.
Work on the road?
Yeah, he's arranged with old man Macmillan to have us repair that place where the highway was washed out just south of town here.
Well, I do know.
And you know what that kind of work does to my back.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be so stove up, I'll never be able to climb up on the Justice of the Peace bench tomorrow even.
No.
Ernest, I wish I knowed some way to get out of here right today.
Well, you'll never be able to stand working on that rope. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Look here, Lon. Uncle Henry went and left the key in the lock again. Look at that. You can just slip out the back door of the jail and come back tomorrow for the trial.
No, not me, Abner.
Well, why not? This is your chance, Lon.
Listen, Abner, that key in the lock is just a trap. He wants me to try to escape.
Wants you to?
Sure he does. He's been trying to get me to do that ever since he read a chapter in his prison book about how to conduct a manhunt.
Hmm.
There ain't no one thing that Uncle Henry would rather I do than try to escape. Just dying for me to do it.
Well, I thought he wanted to keep you in jail.
Oh, he does, but he thinks that'd be exciting. Make a big man out of him in the community if he recaptured me.
Hmm.
Wants to get up a posse and chase me all over the country. Then, of course, he's got that bloodhound.
Bloodhound? I never knowed Uncle Henry had a bloodhound.
Well, that's what he calls it anyway. Looks more like a Airedale. Part Airedale, part hound, I think it is.
Oh, fat, yeah.
Every night when I go to bed, Uncle Henry takes my shoes and puts them near the dog so he'll get familiar with who I am. Then he'll know who to track down when I escape through the swamps.
Through the swamps?
Well, yeah. If Uncle Henry's told me once, he's told me 100 times that the best place for a prisoner to head for is the swamps.
Well?
He said that's where the convicts in that moving picture he seen went.
Well, if he's talking about them swamps down there along the river, well, that's an awful long ways from here, Lum. I don't believe you could make them.
Well, Uncle Henry leaves the key in that old car of his.
Oh.
He mentioned that sort of offhanded the other day, so I figure he wants me to escape in his car and drive over to the swamps.
Yeah.
Fact is, I think he'd even drive me over there himself if I insisted on it. Anything just to get me over there.
Doggy, that would be exciting, you know. You splashing through them swamps and the dogs are barking and fellers with guns chasing
you. Abner, don't talk that way, Grannies. I don't like to even hear it.
Huh?
I go through enough around here without you getting them ideas, too. Thing for you to do is help me study up some way to get out of here before I got to do that road work. Wait a minute, is that Uncle Henry coming?
Where? Oh, no. Grandpappy Spear. Must be back in Squire's place.
Yeah.
Well, howdy, Grandpap.
Well, howdy. Yeah, how you, Lum?
I ain't even tolerable today, Grandpap.
Did you get the books back from Squire, Grandpap?
I sure did, Abner, but I'll be dogged if I can find that paper in any of them.
Uh-oh. What, are you sure you look good?
Yeah, shook them out and everything. Turned every page in every book.
Well, I do know.
I'd have might not bet I put that paper in Gilbert the Boy Trapper, but it ain't there now.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that, Lom?
Yeah, I ain't worried, Abner. All I'm worried about is getting out of here right now.
Well, why don't you get out then, Lom? Squire Skimp says you can.
Squire? What's he got to do with it?
Well, he said long as Lum's justice of the peace, why don't he let himself out on bail?
On bail?
Bail.
My granny, that's right. I can do that, can't
I? Sure.
Well, why didn't I think of that before?
Well, good for you, Lum. Good for Grandpa.
Yeah.
Good for everybody.
Abner, run and tell Uncle Henry I'm letting myself out on bail right now.
Yeah. How much you setting the bail at, Lum?
Oh, 5 cents. Now, hurry up.
Yeah, I'll tell him 5 cents, huh?
Wait a minute, though.
Huh?
5 cents. That don't sound very good, does it?
It don't, huh?
Well, I'm more important than that, I know.
Oh, sure, you're worth more than a nickel, I believe.
I wouldn't want that to get around. Make it $1,000, Abner.
Yeah, that's better. $1,000.
Make it 5,000. Ain't often they get a prisoner like me in here. 5,000.
That's a time.
Or 10,000, that's just twice as much.
For
yeah, 10,000. I want to be the most important prisoner they've ever had around here.
Well, good for you. I'll tell him $10,000. Wait a minute, Long. Who pays that?
Huh?
Who's going to put up that $10,000?
That's right, ain't it? I reckon a nickel's enough. You can call them up as we need them.
Yeah, sure,
Squire, are you ready for the case to start?
Any time, Your Honor, any time.
All right. The Court of Lum Eddards, Justice of the Peace, Cloverleaf Township, County of Polk, State of Arkansas, United States of America, is now in session. The first case on the docket this morning is that of Lum Eddards versus State of Arkansas. Fact is, that's the only case we've got. Mr. Eddards is wrongfully charged with attempted robbery.
I object to that.
Huh?
I object to such personal comments from the bench. That's what we're having the trial for, is to see if you're wrongfully charged.
Objection overruled. By the way, gentlemen of the jury, Mr. Skimp here is handling the prosecution, and Mr. Eddards is being defended by L. Eddards. Call the first witness, Mr. Spears.
Mousy Gray. He's a first one. Mousy Gray, please come forward.
Yes, sir, I'm coming.
Just sit in the witness chair there, Mousy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello, Mousy, old boy.
Howdy, Lum.
Mousy, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I guess I do.
All right, Squire, you're a witness.
Mr. Gray, are you acquainted with the defendant here, Mr. Edwards?
Yes, sir. He was my manager when I was a box fighter.
Mm-hmm. And while he was serving in that capacity, did he do anything to induce you to quit your job at the mill and spend all your time training for your boxing career?
Why, yes, sir. He said that he'd quit his job, too, that he'd give his half of the store to Abner if I'd quit my job over at the mill.
And did he sign a paper to that effect?
I object.
On what grounds do you object, Lum, or Your Honor?
I just object, that's all. Justice of the peace ought to have some rights around here.
Well, all right. I think the fact that the justice, who is also the defendant, objecting to that question is sufficient for an answer. That's all, Mousy.
Wait a minute, Mousy. It's the defense's turn now.
Yes, sir.
Mousy, this paper that Squire just mentioned, do you see it anywhere in this room?
No, sir, I don't believe I do.
Well, don't start looking for it. This ain't no game we're playing.
Oh.
Do you know where such a paper as that's at?
No, sir.
All right, that's all, Mousy. Next witness, Grandpa.
Let's see. Milford Spears. Milford Spears. Is Milford Spears here? I reckon not. Next witness,
Abner Peabody.
Yeah, I'm here. You want me to sit in
the chair? Wait a minute. What's the matter with me anyway? I'm Milford Spears. Get out of the chair, Abner.
Oh, no, sir. You're too late, Grandpap. I'm done here now.
Yeah, blame it. I wanted to do some witnessing, too.
Well, I want to witness myself here.
I don't think we'll need you, Grandpap. All right, Abner. Do you swear to tell...
I do. Come on, Squire. Ask me the question.
Yeah, you're a witness, Squire.
Mr. Peabody, the defendant here is accused of breaking into your store on the night of...
It's half his store, so he weren't breaking in.
That's the time, Abner. That's the time.
Just answer my questions, Mr. Peabody. Answer my questions. Now, you say that it is half his store, but isn't it true that the defendant signed a legal document giving you his share of the business?
Well, I don't know.
Come now. Isn't that the truth? Didn't Mr. Edwards sign such a paper?
Well, I believe he did put his name on some kind of a thing, but I don't recollect what it said, though.
That's the time, Abner.
But you admit that he did sign it. And because he was no longer a partner in the store, isn't it the truth that he was forced to seek other means of making a living? Such as, selling lead pencils, magazine subscriptions.
I object. That's an unrelevant question, because nobody can make a living selling them things. I found that out.
Well... All right, I think the prosecution is satisfied. That's all, Mr. Peabody. Your witness, Justice.
Thank you. Mr. Peabody, can you produce that so-called paper Squire Skimp keeps referring to?
No, sir, I can't.
Well, why not?
I don't know where such a paper's at.
That's all, Abner. Go back to your seat. Who's next, Grandpap?
Let's see. The defendant's next, Mom Edwards.
Well, don't shout. I'm right here. Mr. Edwards, do you swear to tell...
Just a minute, Your Honor. In spite of the fact that you're the Justice of the Peace, I believe you're required to go over to the witness chair at this time.
Well, in view of different circumstances, such as trying to sit on the bench and in the witness stand at the same time, I'm making a special ruling in my case. Ruling sustained. Proceed, Your Honor. Thank you. Mr. Edwards, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? I do. Do you want to ask the defendant any questions, Squire?
There's only one. And if the defendant tells the truth, the prosecution will rest. Mr. Edwards, did you sign a document giving your share of the jot-em-down store to Mr. Peabody?
I object. That's a leading question. I stand on my constitution right.
That's a time, Lom.
Well, this is quite irregular, I must say. But I feel that the defendant's evasion of this question, gentlemen, is as good as an affirmative answer. That's all.
Well, good. Now, I'll ask the defendant a few questions. Mr. Edwards, have you known the defendant to be an honest, upright citizen, never committing no crimes? Yes, sir. Do you know the whereabouts of any document he signed giving away his half of the store? No, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all. Gentlemen of the jury, you've heard the evidence in this case, and there ain't none. Nobody's been able to produce no such a document as the prosecution's been talking about. And nobody knows where such a document's at, neither. Therefore, the defendant, who is a fine, honest, noble feller and citizen in good standing, still owns part of the jot-em-down store. And, therefore, this trustworthy gentleman could not be guilty of breaking into somebody else's store. Gentlemen of the jury, as I see this case from an impartial viewpoint, there's only one verdict that you can bring in. Not guilty. The defense rests. All right, Squire, go ahead.
Well, in view of the lack of evidence...
Mr. Lum.
Please, Cedric, don't interrupt. Court's in session.
Well, I just wanted to ask Mr. Lum if this is the paper he wanted me to destroy.
Cedric, you get out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a minute. Let me see that paper, Cedric.
Don't you do it, Cedric.
Hand it here, Cedric. That may be evidence in this case. Just as I thought. Gentlemen of the jury, I offer herewith, as Exhibit A, the document signed by Mr. Edwards giving away his half of the store. The prosecution read.
Oh, my goodness. Court is now in recess.
Recess?
Yeah, come here a minute, Abner.
Huh?
This is terrible.
What's the matter, Uncle?
Oh, that dead name Cedric losing the case for me that way.
Well, you ain't worried, are you? Can't you just let yourself go free?
Well, it ain't up to me to say whether I'm guilty or not. It's up to the jury.
Oh.
They'll have to say I'm guilty now.
Well, let them say you're guilty. Then you can just sentence yourself to just about one day in jail.
I can't do that, though.
Huh?
According to the law, I got to sentence myself to 1 to 5 years in the penitentiary.
Oh, my goodness.
And I believe I'd rather take my chances with some other judge. I know too much.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, Law?
I'll show you.
Huh?
Courts reconvene in session again. Due to the peculiar circumstances of this case, the Justice of the Peace is asking for a change of venue. This case will be tried before Judge Parker in at the county seat. Case dismissed.